B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Time for a little morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Shut up. Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
I was thinking I gotta go brush my teeth because I got cotton in my mouth. That's what I was thinking when I woke up this morning in my buddy's Vinny's guest bedroom.
Did you wake up with a nice glass of water?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's big. That's a must.
Yeah. Well, Annette, his wife, puts the bottled water in the room.
Oh, it's good work out of her.
Right? Strong, man.
Did you have a go-to, when you were younger, hangover cure?
I always craved a Coke with ice.
That's hilarious, because I was Diet Coke. And that taste, like not normal Coke.
Right.
Because, you know, the dining hall is a temple.
Right.
I'd get like six glasses of it and just sit down.
I just liked like a fountain Coke with a lot of ice.
Yeah, that's a go-to. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your first morning thought.
I can't wait to brush my teeth, yeah.
All right, I got one for you. And I saw this driving in, so this wasn't even a morning thought, you know, laying in bed. This was a morning thought on my way into work around 8:15 today. I saw this with a guy near a bus stop this morning. But it reminded me, I saw it during the Cleveland Browns game and also during another football game. I think it was the Bears-Saints one. You're so used to when you cough, you know, you put your fist over your mouth or maybe you cough into the sleeve. I saw three people in a matter of 1 week. They have a mask on, but they remove the mask to then cough into their hand. I saw two football coaches from different teams do it, and then I saw a guy at the bus stop today do it. And I'm like, that's one of the points of having this on, in case you do have the virus. I know the masks aren't 100% efficient.
Well, if you cough now with a mask on, you put your hand over the mask.
Yeah, exactly. I saw three people in a matter of 7 days, less than 7 days, 6 days, remove the mask and cough into the fist.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
That's a stone violation.
Yeah, but I think
that's a stone violation.
I think they're doing it subconsciously.
Yeah,
but I don't understand it. That's the point of having it on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stonewall, I agree.
First thing I thought of.
I agree. My second thing was, sometimes I forget things, I've always done that, right? And I have to pick my clothes up at the cleaners.
Okay.
Right? I got to go to my main Vinnie Lynn cleaners, right?
It's a yo to Vinnie Lynn.
On Snyder Avenue.
Because we got a yo.
Yo!
On Snyder Avenue. Because we have the service tomorrow, so I got to get my clothes. So I got to remember to get that. So
you forgot it?
I know that I'll forget to go and I'll be out.
Yeah,
right?
I hear you.
So that was what I was thinking about.
I usually am a last minute cleaners guy.
Same thing.
Thank God they have these, same day service.
Right, 24 hours. You went, listen, tomorrow you're good.
Well, my grandmother's, it wasn't really a funeral. It was a burial. It was last weekend. I was like, oh my God, I haven't. Fortunately, it's been hanging up, so it was okay.
Yeah.
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 We were good.
Now you know it.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
I've been thinking about this a lot, but I thought about it a lot this morning. And, we're fortunately getting all these stages are happening for people getting the vaccine, right? I know Jersey's going into another stage, I think, sometime next week. PA's starting to get to it. What's the first thing you're going to do once you feel comfortable? Because
that's a great question.
Like
we were talking about it last night.
I was thinking about this. I was so happy that sports came back, and I didn't care if there weren't any fans, right? I just wanted sports back. That's the first thing I'm doing is going to a game. I don't know if it's going to be a Phillies game.
I would love to go down the shore.
Wells Fargo, I don't know.
I would love to like go down the shore, take the kids like on the boardwalk.
Yeah, and like besides, do stuff on the boardwalk.
Right, and besides like just going into a bar, because I love going to a pub.
Right.
You know, besides that, I would like to take the kids, you know, like not be paranoid.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big thing. Like I was, the Sixers are doing a fantastic job at the Wells Fargo Center. You know, there's, you know, only a couple media members are allowed to go per game from specific organizations or, you know, companies and all that. And I was like, damn, I really wish I could be there right now. But I would want to be there when there's fans. I don't think I'd want to go to their empty building.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like I would feel, there would be a big hole there, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So that was thought number two.
Yeah, I agree. Thought number three for me was I'm looking forward to actually playoff football. These four games are great games.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All four of them are fabulous. And then you're looking at Breeze, Brady, Sunday night. That's outrageous.
Have you seen the tweet that circulated?
Yes, the old man.
History Channel.
Yes. Yeah, it's fabulous. I love it.
I can't wait for this weekend. I can't wait to do the card today, probably 1:30, right? Daily number action.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to football and Flyers hockey tonight.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more thing for me. And I told you about this story this morning. It's been on my mind for days ever since I read it on Tuesday. I read it right before Beers with Bob. There's some poor man out there. Now, he's not poor. He's probably got a decent amount of money in his bank account. But this Bitcoin that... Some days it's up high, some days it's up low. This dude has $220 million worth of Bitcoin that he could cash out right now.
Oh, my God.
Problem is, he can't remember his password. And the thing is, you only get 10 attempts to log in. And it's not 10 attempts a month. It's not 10 attempts a day or an hour. It's 10 attempts, period.
How can that be?
I don't know. Well, I mean, there's a lot of money tied up in it.
Right, but how can it be that... Where does the money go?
Oh, it disappears.
What do you mean disappears?
It just disappears. Because it's all cryptocurrency. It's not like you don't... It's not like you have cash or anything.
Right, but...
And it's not like the bank, right? I don't know how it works. I've never done Bitcoin. Maybe somebody could let us know. But this dude's got two more tries left. And if he gets them wrong, he's going to lose all $220 million.
Did somebody hack into it? Or?
No, because then they'll think it wasn't him. They'll say, oh, well, this was never you. This was never your money. Because you hacked in.
Well, he's at some point, he had to open up with
apparently, the story is he wrote down the password because he wanted to make it an interesting password.
Oh, because Bitcoin actually was used. Shady people can use
it. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And he lost the password. He lost where he wrote it down.
Dude, that's messed up.
So he said he was losing sleep, all the stuff. He's apparently come to peace. That was the updated story. He has come to peace that he's just going to lose $220 million.
Oh, my God. That's like having a Powerball ticket.
And losing it.
And losing it.
Yeah. So I got to ask you.
Oh, my God, we could hang myself.
Okay, me too. That was question one. Question two. This can be the Philly tie. You think of, like, athletes and coaches in the past. You know how one of the most commonly used passwords is password?
Right.
Or it's like 12345 or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Who's the guy that would have the most commonly used password all time in Philly? And then who's the guy that has, like, the most unique password that you can't hack this dude?
Doug Peterson would have the simplest password.
Yes.
He would spell password wrong. No. Password.
No.
Doug.
Password.
Doug would have that. The most complex is easy.
Daryl Morey. Yep.
Yeah.
I actually have that written down right here. Morey.
Yeah. Him and Hinkie would be vying for the... You know, Hinkie runs a fund.
Yeah.
He's a VC, runs a fund.
Yeah, his password's not 1234.
No, he's a brilliant guy. And Morey's the same way. He's a tech guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.